Lord, we are thankful for the faithfulness of our God.
耶稣啊, 我们感谢我们神的信实。
And you brought us together again today. We believe, Lord, that you're able to teach us things that we need to know.
今天呢, 我们相信呢,
And Lord, the fact is, we're humbled by the truth of God and the stories that we read, and we pray that we will learn from them, and we will learn to walk in your ways.
就是我们祖国的前辈呢,
So our prayer is that you will teach us and that we will listen and obey.
所以我们的祷告说呢,您会教导我们,我们会去听并且顺服。
And we give thanks now for your promise of the Holy Spirit. We pray your blessing in Jesus' name.
所以我们感谢您的应许,就是圣灵会与我们同在,我们的祈求您赐福是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. All right, well, our studies today are in Genesis chapter 38.
今天的学习是在创世纪的第38章。
Genesis 38.
创世纪第38章。
And as we probably mentioned last week, this is the kind of chapter that you wouldn't expect to find in the Bible. You wouldn't find it in very many other places.
这个就像上个星期我们讲过一样的，这样呢，这是那个类型的故事。你觉得呢？在圣经里不会读到，或者在其他地方也不会看到的。
It's a sad story of departure and the implications of departure.
这个呢是一个非常的，就是说是悲伤的故事，悲伤的故事，关于那个分离，那么分离的那样的一个意义。
So Genesis 38 and the first verse says, It came to pass at that time that Judah departed from his brothers and visited a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira.
这个里面呢就是说是创世纪第38章第一节说呢，那时犹大离开他弟兄下去到一个叫亚杜南人名叫希拉的家里去。
Now the fact is that Judah's brothers weren't the best fellows in the world.
因为呢，问题是呢，就是说，犹大的他的那些哥哥们、弟兄们，并不是一定是说世界上最好的那些同伴。
But the truth is that this fellow, Hira, the Adullamite, was worse.
所以呢，现在事实上呢，这个叫亚杜南人，名叫希拉的这个人，比他们更坏。
Be very, very careful who your friends are.
所以呢，要非常非常的仔细的小心去交朋友。
Many a good man has fallen into great heartache and sorrow because his friend led him there.
因为很多那些伟大的人物呢，他们都是因为他们的朋友们把他带到那个地方，所以呢，最终导致极度的伤心和悲剧。
And I guess the introductory logic is again, be very reluctant to leave your brothers.
现在这个逻辑呢，就是也是非常的清楚，就是说不要，就是你不要很容易就离开你的弟兄们。
And don't ever leave the Christian brothers.
所以永远不要离开你的基督徒弟兄姊妹们。
So the story as we read it last week is that Judah marries a woman that he's introduced to by this man, Hira the Adullamite.
你说这个故事上星期我们读到的呢，是就是犹大呢，他娶了一个女人，这个女人呢是这个叫亚杜南人希拉介绍给他的。
Verse 2 says, she was the daughter of a Canaanite.
第二节说呢，她是迦南人的女儿。So
if you were to marry a Canaanite, what would you get?
所以呢，如果你娶一个迦南人，你会得到什么？
If you were to marry a Canaanite, what would you get?
如果你和迦南人通婚, 你得到什么?
You'd get a Canaanite.
你那也得到一个迦南人。
Okay, just that's extremely simple. The Lord says, don't marry the wrong man, the wrong woman. If you marry the wrong man or the wrong woman, what are you going to get? You're going to get the wrong man or the wrong woman. I marvel at this whole concept of love. And many people end up marrying somebody that they know is not what they should marry, but they assume that somehow, for some reason, it's all going to work out wonderful.
所以有些人呢，他们就是跟那些他们觉得他们不应该通婚的人通婚呢，因为他们觉得呢，最终呢，他们通过他们不断的努力，这个婚姻呢会变得美好。So,
Judah marries this Canaanite woman, and they had a son. What was the son like?
所以呢，就是有大娶了这个就是迦南人，那么说他们有一个儿子，他们的儿子会像什么？Well,
the son was like a Canaanite.
他们的儿子就像个迦南人。
And a very wicked Canaanite.
一个非常邪恶的迦南人。
And the son, verse number 7 says, that was his name, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord killed him.
第七节说呢，犹大的长子，他的名字叫儿，在耶和华眼中看为恶，耶和华就杀了他。
Do you think that broke Judah's heart?
你认为那让犹大伤心吗？
Judah knew all the story about his great-grandfather Abraham and his grandfather Isaac and his father Jacob. He knew the stories of those great men.
所以呢，犹大呢，他知道他的那个曾祖父亚伯拉罕，还有祖父以撒，还有他的父亲雅各，他知道他们的故事。
And his hope, no doubt, was that his son would be great like his forebears.
所以这个他的希望呢，当然是他的儿子叫尔的，他呢像他的先辈一样伟大。And
in fact, his son was so bad, the Lord killed him.
所以事实上呢，他的儿子呢如此的恶，是主呢把他给杀了。
And Judah was the man with the broken heart.
所以犹大是那个伤心的人。But
Judah had a younger son whose name was Onan. So he said to Onan, now you marry your brother's widow so that you can raise up children in your brother's name.
所以儿呢，他有一个那个的弟弟，他弟弟叫俄兰。俄兰呢，那么是犹大跟他说，那你呢，把你的嫂子给娶了，然后呢，你给兴起他的名。And
that's where we got to last week.
上个星期我们读到的。So
Onan said that he would marry her, but verse 9, Onan knew that the child would not be his, and it came to pass when he went in to his brother's wife that he emitted on the ground, lest he should give an heir to his brother, and the thing which he did displeased the Lord, therefore he killed him also.
所以俄兰那时候呢，他要娶他的嫂子，他就是娶了。第九节说呢，俄兰知道这种子不是他的，所以他进到他哥哥的妻子那里去，便移在地上，免得给他哥哥留种子。耶和华不喜悦俄兰所做的，于是也杀了他。I
don't know much about things like this, but I did know a man whose son was killed.
因为我对这些不太了解，但是我知道的是一个人的儿子被杀了。
He wasn't a bad son like but he was killed. Killed in his youth.
因为他呢，就是说是不像那个儿那么坏，但是他同样也被杀了。My
friend never got over it.
我的朋友呢，从来没有就是这个在他心里没有过去过。What
would you do if you had two sons?
如果你有两个儿子，你怎么办？
Killed in your youth.
就是在年轻的时候被杀了。What
a heartache.
多么伤心的事情呢?
So verse 11 says, then Judah said to Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remain a widow in your father's house till my son Shelah is grown. For he said, lest he also die as his brothers did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. Now, if you put the chronology of these stories together, it's probable that Judah with his three sons, Onan and Shelah, that and Onah were both very young when they died.
因为里面的意思是，如果你把这个时的年代的放在一起的话呢，你就发现呢，就是有大的有三个儿子，就是俄兰和示拉。但是呢，就是说俄兰呢，他们死的时候也可能非常的年轻。
And so Shelah would have been even younger than that.
示拉呢，可能比他们更年轻。
So the counsel of Judah to the widow Tamar was, you just wait. And Shelah will grow, and then he will be your husband.
因为那个就是有大呢，就是对那个他的儿媳他玛的建议，就是说是啊，你现在呢就等着，等着等示拉长大了，他会娶你。So
in the meantime, verse 12 says, now in the process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died, and Judah was comforted and went up to his shearers at Timnath, he and his friend Hira the Adullamite.
第十二节是过了许久，犹大的妻子舒雅的女儿死了，犹大得了安慰，他就和他朋友亚杜男人希拉上提那去了，到他剪羊毛的人那里。Would
you have done that?
你会这样做吗？
Judah got into trouble the first time when he went up, leaving his brothers to go with Hira the Adullamite. Visit the Canaanites.
这个里面呢，就是犹大，他刚开始呢，离开他的弟兄们的时候呢，去到那个找他的朋友亚兰人希拉的时候呢，他就已经起了个家了人，他就已经有麻烦了。Okay,
so he knows that, but he goes back again with Hira the Adullamite. If you've got a bad friend and it didn't work out, stay away from him. Don't go back to him.
又直接他呢，再次和他的朋友亚的男人希拉呢，又出去了。如果你有那么坏的一个朋友，你上了他一次当，下次就不要跟他在一起。Now
there was a good king by the name of Jehoshaphat, who was of the tribe of Judah many years after this story, but he looked back to Judah as his father.
所以这个里面呢，就是有一个非常好的王，叫Jehoshaphat，他是很多年以后呢，就是他呢，就是他看到他的先辈那个犹大。And
he made the same mistake that that Judah made.
其实他跟犹大犯了同样的错。He
had become friends with the king of Israel.
他和那个以色列的王成了朋友。The
prophet told him it was wrong.
那个先知告诉他是错的。
And then he went back to it again. And the tragedy in the book of Kings, as we've been studying on Sunday nights, was very great.
事实上呢，我们在星期天的晚上学习的那个《列王记》的时候呢，讲了很多。
If that friend was a bad friend yesterday,
如果那个朋友昨天是个坏朋友。
And he hasn't trusted the Lord, he's going to be a bad friend tomorrow. Don't go back there.
因为他还没有信主，那么说呢，他明天仍然是个坏朋友，不要跟他再交朋友。
All right, so where are we now? I guess verse 13 says, it was told Tamar, saying, look, your father-in-law is going up to Timnah to shear his sheep.
第十三节说，有人告诉他们说，看哪，你的公公上田那剪羊毛去了。And
so, verse 14, she took off her widow's garments, covered herself with a veil, wrapped herself, sat in the open place which was on the way to Timnah, for she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given to him as a wife.
第十四节说，因为他玛见示拿已经长大，还没有娶她为妻，就脱了她做寡妇的衣裳，用帕子蒙着脸，又遮住身体，坐在亭那路上的明处。Judah,
why weren't you concerned about Tamar? And why didn't you live up to your responsibility to her to give Sheila to her as wife?
这个里面呢有犹大，你为什么呢就不说承受你对那个就是是对他嘛所做的那个承诺？你要告诉他要把施拉那个做他的丈夫，那么你为什么不给他？
And it would seem that in spite of all the heartache that he had when he lost her and Onan, his sons, he seemed not to care terribly much.
看起来呢，就是说他当时呢失去了他的儿子尔和俄兰以后呢，他看起来呢他就不再关心这个事儿。And
he didn't live up to his responsibility.
他并没有负起他该负的责任。
Verse 15, when Judah saw her, he thought she was a harlot because she had covered her face.
于是我就说，犹大看见她，以为是妓女，就为她，因为她蒙着脸。
Then he turned to her, by the way, and said, please let me come in to you. For he did not know that she was his daughter-in-law. So she said, what will you give me that you may come in to me?
对第十六节说，犹大就转到他那里去说：“来吧，让我进到啊，让你进到，请你让我进到你那里。”他原不知道是他的儿媳，他们说你要进到我那里，把什么给我呢？
And you say, Judah, what's the matter with you?
犹大，你出了什么问题吗？
Did he know any better?
他知道有没有更好的呢？
Of course he did.
他当然知道。
But you see, he wasn't at home.
你知道他不在家里。
He was on a business trip.
他当时是在做生意的路上。
And he wasn't with his brothers.
他呢就是不是和他哥哥们在一起。
He was with his friend.
他和他的朋友在一起。
And his friend wasn't a godly man.
他的朋友不是个敬虔的人。
How old was Judah?
犹大当时多大？
Well, he wasn't 25.
大概是25.
He had sons who were dead and gone.
因为他那个时候，他有那儿子死了。
He was probably 50 or more.
他大概有50岁。
Did he know any better?
他对这些了解的更多吗？
Of course he did.
当然了。
What a tragic story.
这个多么悲惨的故事呢？
Any good going to come out of this story?
因为他会让这个故事发生吗？
But for the grace of God, how tragic.
但是呢，就是那个神的恩典，这是多么的一个悲惨的故事。
And so he goes to this woman who is his daughter-in-law.
因为他去找这个他的儿媳妇。
And he says, she says to him, what will you give me? If I let you come in to me.
他儿媳跟他说，那你要进到我这里，把什么给我呢？
He said, I will send you a young goat from the flock.
第十七节，犹大说，我从羊群里取一只山羊羔。
And so she said, will you give me a pledge until you send it?
所以他说，那在未送之前，你愿意给我一个抵押吗？
Then he said, what pledge shall I give you? So she said, will you give me your signet? And your cord and your staff that is in your hand.
所以这个第十八节说呢，他说我给你什么做抵押？他们说你的印章，你的袋子和你手里的杖。Okay,
so he had those three things right there: the staff, the cord, and the signet. So he gave them to her and went into her. She conceived by him.
因为他当时手上有这三样东西，印章、袋子和手里的杖，然后犹大就给了他，进到他那里，他就从犹大怀了孕。So
she arose, went away, laid her aside her veil, and put on the garments of her widowhood.
第十九节说，他们起来走了，除去帕子，仍旧穿上做寡妇的衣裳。
So maybe I should stop at this point and just let you know what's the logic of the signet and the cord and the staff.
也许也在这里停一下, 告诉大家, 就是说这个印章袋子和杖这个逻辑是什么?
What is a signet?
所以是印章是什么?
Well, a signet is your signet ring, isn't it?
就是你那个就是盖章的那个戒指，是不是呢？
And Ahasuerus gave it to Haman, and Haman could put that signet ring on a piece of wax, and it said, Ahasuerus' character is here. His personality is here. This is the certainty of the character of Ahasuerus. It's all in that signet ring.
因为这个呢，当时呢，亚哈斯勒王呢，把那个黑曼，就是呢哈曼呢，给了他自己的印章的戒指，然后这个印章戒指呢，给了哈曼以后，哈曼就说呢，这是那个就是说是亚哈斯勒王他印证的，如果他的就是上面有他的盖章，说明是他同意的。
We get that today. A man signs of something. That's your signature. The judge says, "Is that your signature?"
我们今天也有这样的事情，当一个文件你签了以后，法官会问你，这是你的签字吗？
You say, yes, judge, that's my signature.
有事的法官，这是我的签名。He
says, then, whatever you've said there is certain.
然后呢，那么说呢，你在里面讲的所有的一切事情都是确实的。A
man's character, a woman's character is bound up and summarized by that signature, isn't it? That's me.
因为一个人的就是他的品格，而一个男人或者女人，他就是说和他的那个签名联系在一起的，是不是呢？
Okay, and a man says, I'll go to someone who isn't my wife. And God says, you can, but you will lose your character.
所以这个里面就是说是一个人说呢，我要去找一个不是我妻子的女人，神说你不能那么做，如果你真的做了。
You can't turn back from that.
这个呢,
what you did is a stamp on your character, and it'll go with you, even possibly in the Bible.
因为你所做的事情，它就是已经被盖上了印章。那么说呢，这是表明了你的品德在你品德上盖了章，就算在圣经里也是这样。Do
you think Judah thought when he handed Tamar his signet on that occasion that you and I would be reading about it 2,800 years later?
所以你认为犹大当时把他的印章给他玛的时候，他知道2000或者2500年以后我们会在圣经里读到吗？
It's easy to say, I'll go to that woman, but you're going to pay a terrible price.
所以非常容易就说呢，我去找这个女人，但是呢。
He gave her three things. Number one, he gave her the signet.
给了她三样东西。第一个呢，给了印章。
Number three, he gave her the staff.
第三个呢，给了她杖。
What's the staff imply?
杖呢，意味着什么？
Well, the staff's got two functions. Number one, it holds you up and encourages you as you go along.
因为这个呢，那个杖呢有两件事情。第一个呢，就是当你拄着这个杖的时候呢，它能帮助你行走。For
old people, it's like a cane.
所以呢，就是说对老人家来说是个拐棍。For
a shepherd, the staff is that which he uses to control the sheep.
所以呢，对于一个牧羊人来说呢，这个杖是用来你控制羊群的。Judah,
you want to give her that?
犹大，你想把这个给他吗？
What's going to hold you up? Judah, when you're going to need help.
因为就是犹大，当你需要帮助的时候，什么能够支撑你呢？
Judah says, it's all gone.
犹大说这些都送出去了。
What's going to help you, Judah, as you lead the people, as you lead your sheep?
因为犹大，当你呢带领你的人民的时候，带领你的羊群的时候，有什么东西可以帮你呢？
Your staff's gone, Judah.
犹大，你的杖没了。
But he didn't just give a signet and a staff, he gave the cord.
不仅仅只是给他印章和杖，他同样给了他带子。
What on earth is meant by the cord?
那么在到底这个带子是什么意思呢？
And so it's been many years since I did this study, but one day I said, I've got to find out what the cord is all about.
因为很多年前呢，我也在学这个圣经的时候呢，我说有一天呢，我会发现这个带子是什么。
And like everything in scripture, the cord is most significant, and you'll learn about it by finding out how God uses that word.
因为里面呢，就是说在圣经里很多地方呢，这个带子这个意义呢非常的重大。你会发现呢，神怎么样使用这个词的。The
cord is used to, it's like a cord today, it's used to tie things together.
所以这个带子就像我们今天一样，是用来把东西捆在一起。And
in particular, Aaron the priest, when he went into the service of God, he had beautiful priestly garments.
所以特别的时候呢，当亚伦呢，他呢作为最高祭司去服侍神的时候呢，他有一个特别的那个外套。And
in particular, he had a crown on his forehead.
所以呢，就是那特别的是他在他的那个额头上呢有一个冠。And
it simply read, Holiness to the Lord.
最简单的写着呢，就是最圣洁的献给主。And
when I was in Israel, 20, 30 years ago, I guess, I went to the Institute of Holy Land Studies, and I could see the golden crown that said Holiness to the Lord in Hebrew, and they had already manufactured it so they can put it on the head of the high priest when they get a high priest.
因为里面呢，就是大概20-30年前，我去以色列的时候，我去以色列那个就是博物馆。博物馆这是里面主要是收藏这些准备那些所有的圣殿的东西的。我进去，我看到那个金色的那个冠上面写着是，就是说给圣洁给主。然后他们作为最高祭司的时候呢，他们要把这个带在头上进到那个圣殿去。
So you can imagine seeing Aaron, the high priest, with all his garments, his beautiful head mitre on, and then along the front of it, it says, Holiness to the Lord. You look at it and you say, Aaron, that is spectacular. That is absolutely beautiful.
这个里面你可以去想象一下，那亚伦呢穿上他那个非常漂亮的那个大祭司的外套的时候呢，然后把这个金色的冠戴在头上的时候，前面写着呢圣洁给主的时候呢，你觉得呢，哎呀，太漂亮了。And
it was held to the head covering by a cord.
因为这个里面的这个东西呢，它是用一个带子给绑在头上的。
What's the good of a high priest when he doesn't say holiness to the Lord?
因为就是说是如果说一个最高祭司，他不说那个圣洁给主有什么好处呢？
You can go into that woman if you want.
你可以去找那个女的，你想找的话。
But remember, the holiness of the Lord is going to fall off.
所以你要记住，那个那就是圣洁给主，那个会掉下来的。
So let's pretend, and it's not really pretense. One day it'll happen.
我们假设一下，其实呢，它不是假设，有一天会发生的。You'll
be walking down the streets in heaven.
你在街上的天堂的大街上走路。And
you'll meet Judah.
你会遇到犹大。
You say, you're the Judah of the Old Testament?
你说你是旧约里那个犹大吗？
What's Judah going to say? He'll say yes.
犹大会说，怎么会说呢？ 他说是，我就是。
And then you say, are you the man who lost his cord and his holiness because you went into Tamar?
你说你就是那个人。 失去了那个带子，失去了你的圣洁，进入到塔玛的那个人吗？
Judah, don't give her those things. Don't go near that woman.
有大，不要就是说是去放弃那些东西，不要走进那个女人。
The cord wasn't just used to hold the head covering on, or sorry, the holiness to the Lord on. It was used for another thing in Aaron's garments.
那个袋子都不仅仅只是把那个就是圣洁给主的那个金牌绑在那里，他也绑其他的那个就是说是衣服。
You remember Aaron's garments had the breastplate of righteousness on them.
你们大家都记得，那就是说是那个那个亚能的那个大祭司服上有一个就是说是公义的那个胸牌在上面。
And in the breastplate were the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Aaron carried them on his breast, right beside his heart.
你这个里面呢，就是说是那个胸牌上呢有以色列的12个支派，亚能呢就把它呢贴在那个胸前。
That signified his responsibility to all the tribes of Israel.
就意味着他对整个以色列的那些部落的支派的责任。
It was a picture of the heart of the Lord Jesus, and on his heart, he's got your name and mine, and we're all on his heart.
就是呢，我们主耶稣基督的他那个心胸的一个画面，一个画面呢，就是说是主耶稣基督有你我所有人的名字在他的那个胸牌上。
And scripture says they were tied to his garments by a cord.
那圣经说呢，他们是被用那个带子绑在他的那个大祭司服上。
Judas says, I don't need that cord. I'll give it to Tamar. I'll give it to this harlot.
所以呢，有的时候呢，我不需要这个带子，我要把它给他嘛，给这个妓女。
And Judah, who's supposed to be a picture of the high priest,
有的。
stands there with no holiness to the Lord
有的。
and no service to the Lord for his people.
犹大呢，应该是一个大祭司的一个画面。他呢，把这个那个圣洁给主的绑在他的前额上，然后呢，把他的那个就是对他的子民的这个责任绑在胸前。
And many men say it's only going to be for a short time.
有的人说呢，只是很少、很短的一段时间。
I'm away on a business trip.
我也是呢，去做一个生意的旅行。
Nobody will know.
没有人知道，
God says I know.
人说我知道，
He says you're going to lose your signet.
所以他说你会失去你的印章，
You're going to lose your staff.
你会失去你的杖，
You're going to lose your cord.
你会失去你的带子。
I don't think that Judah thought that.
我不认为犹大想到那一点。
But God tells us it's true.
但神告诉我们这是真的。
God says, Thou shalt not commit adultery.
神说呢，你不可淫乱。
What does he mean?
这什么意思呢？
It means you can commit adultery, but you'll pay for it.
说呢，你会犯行，你可以犯行了，但是你必须付出其他的代价。
What a tragic story.
这多么悲惨的故事。
So, verse 20 says, Judah sent the young goat by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he did not find her.
第二节说呢，犹大托他朋友亚杜男人送一只山羊羔去，要从那女人手里拿回抵押来，却找不着他。
What's Hiram the Adullamite doing?
这个亚杜男人呢，就是他在做什么？
He's aiding and abetting this terrible thing.
他是呢所有的这些可怕的事情的起源。
Is it possible to have friends help you sin?
是有没有这种可能性？你的朋友帮助你去犯罪呢
？Yep.
是。
What do you say when friends try to get you to sin?
因为如果你的朋友试图呢引诱你犯罪，你应该怎么说
？You say, "Get thee behind me, Satan," and you run home.
所以你说撒旦退后，然后你赶紧跑回家。
All right, so got to find out where we are now. Verse 21. Then he asked the man of that place, saying, "Where is the harlot who was openly by the roadside?" They said, "There was no harlot in this place."
第二节就问那地方的人说，路旁民处的妓女在哪里？他们说这里没有妓女。
And so Hiram, returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. Also, the men of the place said, there was no harlot in that place.
所以希金拉回去见犹大说呢，我没有找着她，并且那地方的人说这里没有妓女。
Then Judah said, let her take those pledges for herself, lest we be ashamed, for I sent this young goat, and you have not found her.
第六里面第23节说，犹大说，看哪，我把这山羊羔送去了，你已找不着它，由它拿去吧，免得我们被羞辱。Judah
said, it's only going to cost me a young goat.
犹大说呢，只会呢，花一只山羊羔。God
said, no. Going to cost you your signet, your cord, and your staff.
所以呢，神说不，他会，他这个代价是你的印章、你的带子和你的杖。And
it came to pass about 3 months after that Judah was told, Tamar, your daughter-in-law has played the harlot. Furthermore, she is with child by harlotry.
第24节说呢？ 经过了3个月，有人告诉犹大说：“你的儿媳塔玛做了妓女，看哪，她因行淫有了孩子。”犹大说：“把她拉出来，把她烧了。”
So Judah said, "Bring her out, and let her be burned."
犹大说：“拿出她来，把她烧了。”
Is that justice?
这个是行公义的吗？
What's the matter with Judah?
犹大，你出了什么问题？
Have you ever noticed that one sin leads to another sin, leads to another sin, leads to another sin?
你有没有注意到呢？一个罪呢，带出另一个罪，又带出另一个罪，又带出另一个罪。
What a shameful thing for that guilty man.
这个有罪的人是多么羞愧。
To say that the person who is just as guilty as me ought to be killed, but I'm okay, I don't need.
所以呢，他就这样说呢，那个人跟我一样的有罪，但是呢，我要把他杀了，但是我却没事。And
when she was brought out, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, "By the man to whom these belong, I am with child."
第25节说，他马被拿出来的时候，便叫人去见他公公，对他说：“这些东西是谁的？我是从谁怀的孕？”She
said to him, "Please determine whose are these, the signet, the cord, and the staff."
他说：“请你认一认，这印章和带子，并杖都是谁的？”
What scripture say?
圣经怎么说的？
Be sure, your sin will find you out.
所以你要确定你的罪会追上你。
Pretty tragic story, isn't it?
非常悲惨的故事，是不是呢？
How many times has that story been repeated in history?
在历史上，这样的故事重复了多少次？
Over and over and over and over again.
一次一次一次又一次。
How much heartache and sorrow in this story?
有多少伤心和痛苦在这个故事里呢？
Where did the story of Judah all begin?
犹大这个故事从哪里开始的呢？
Judah said to his brothers, "We don't need to kill our brother. We can just sell him. We'll each get 2 pieces of silver."
那个就是说是那个犹大对他的弟兄们说，那我们不用杀掉那个约瑟，我们把他卖了就是。那么我们每个人呢，可以分2个银币。What
would you expect from a sinful heart?
你这样的一个有罪的内心，你认为会出现什么？
More sin.
更多的罪。
Do you think that when Judah said that, he was planning that chapter 38 would be written about him and all these terrible things? Do you think he thought that was going to happen to him?
因为认为呢，犹大呢，在献那个祭的时候呢，他有没有想到在创世纪第38章，你这样的所有的故事都可以写下来，写下来关于他的这个这样的事情会发生在他身上吗？
Judah, don't sell your brother.
犹大，不要卖你的弟弟。
And all these problems now fell in Judah's own family.
所以所有这样的一些问题都呢，落进了犹大自己的家庭里。
What a heartache, what a sorrow.
你多么心痛，多么痛苦。
Verse 26 says, so Judah acknowledged them and said, she has been more righteous than I. That's certainly true, because I did not give her to Shelah, my son.
第二呢，就说呢，犹大认得那些东西，就说呢，他比我更有益，这是确实是真的，因为我没有将他给我的儿子施拉。
And he never knew her again.
从此犹大不再认识他了。How
many ruined lives?
在人生里有多少条规则？
Well, hers life is ruined. Onan's life is ruined. This woman's life is ruined.
有多少人的那个人生被毁了？他的人生被毁了，这个女的人生被毁了，而且她儿子的人生也被毁了。
And Judah gets to carry the shame of this all day, every day.
所以犹大必须带着这样的耻辱，所有的时间，每一天。
What do you think he thought about when he woke up in the middle of the night?
一会儿他在半夜醒来，他在想什么？
What heartache, what sorrow, what shame.
多么心痛，多么痛苦，多么羞耻。
Verse 27, now it came to pass at the time for giving birth, that behold, twins were in her womb.
第二期就是他们将要生产不了她腹里，又她腹里是一对双生。
And so it was when she was giving birth that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took a scarlet thread and bound it on his hand, saying, this one came out first.
第28节说，她生产的时候，一个孩子伸出一只手来，金生婆拿红线拴在她手上，说这是头生的。And
then it happened as he drew back his hand that his brother came out unexpectedly, and she said, how do you break through?
第29节说，那随后这孩子把手收回去，看呢，他兄弟的，他兄弟伸出来的时，伸出来了。金生婆说，你怎么冲破而出呢？
This breach be upon you. Therefore, his name was called Perez, which means a breach or a breakthrough.
这破口要归在你身上，因此他给他起名叫法勒斯。
Afterward, his brother came out who had the scarlet thread in his hand, and his name was called Zerah.
第三节后来他兄弟的那手上有红线的也伸出来了，就给他起名叫谢拉。
Now that's the story of Judah.
这是犹大的故事。
Fortunately, that's not the end of the story of Judah.
幸运的是，这不是犹大的故事的终结。
But it's certainly a heartbreaking story of Judah.
那肯定是犹大的一个伤心的故事。
So back to Joseph now, chapter 39, verse 1.
你们回到约瑟那个39章第一节。
Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. And Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there.
约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提法，从那些带下他奶的以实玛利人手中买了他去。
Potiphar probably said, I got a good deal. I've got this Hebrew fellow, and he'll work for me, and it didn't cost me very much. And so he said, I'm going to hire him. I'm going to take him as my slave.
所以呢，那个波提法的他有可能说呢，我呢，做了一笔很好的生意，我得到这个那个年轻的犹太人，他呢有可能就跟我工作，我呢可以把他当做我的奴隶，也非常便宜。
Verse 2, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand.
约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他百事兴盛。他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手中所办的事儿尽都兴盛。
I think those words are marvelous. And he made all that he did to prosper in his hand.
我认为这些呢，就是说是非常，这些词非常的神奇，因为呢，他让他百事兴盛。
Is that what you would like the Lord to write over your life?
你认为的主的，你认为这些的词，你想要主写在你的人生里吗？
The Lord made everything you did to prosper. Oh, I'd like to read that.
所以主呢，使你手中所办的事尽都兴盛啊！我想要写这样的词在我。
That's what the Psalm 1 is all about, isn't it?
这就是诗篇一篇所讲的，是不是呢？
And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's a good psalm. If you haven't memorized Psalm 1, go back, memorize Psalm 1.
他所做的啊，他手里所做的事情一切都兴盛，这是一个非常好的一篇诗篇。如果你还没有背下来诗篇第一篇，你把它背下来。
So Joseph found favor, verse 4, in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put in his hand.
第四节说，约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩伺候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。
Verse 5, so it was from the time that he made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field.
自从主人派约瑟管理家务和他一切所有，耶和华就因约瑟的缘故赐福与那埃及人的家，凡家里和田间一切所有的都蒙耶和华赐福。
Everywhere Joseph went, everything that Joseph did prospered.
所以不管哪约瑟去到哪里，不管约瑟做什么都兴盛。
Quite a contrast to Judah.
所以对犹大是一个鲜明的对比。
Verse 6, so Potiphar left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. And Joseph was handsome in form and appearance.
第六节说，波提法将一切所有的都交在约瑟手中，除了自己所吃的饭，别的事一概不知。约瑟是一个英俊秀美的人。
Okay, so Joseph, pretty good deal.
约瑟一个很好的事情。
He was good looking.
长得好看。
He was successful in everything he did.
不管做什么都成功。
And he was a slave.
他是个奴隶。
And everything he did was for Potiphar.
每做一件事都是为了波提法做的。
And Potiphar was lazy and let him do everything.
所以波提法比较懒，让他做一切的事情。
And Joseph probably said, "It isn't fair."
约瑟呢，有可能说呢，这不大公平。
Why should I be doing everything, and the only thing I get is prosperity for this wicked Egyptian?
所以为什么呢？我应该做这么多的事情，那么说我做的所有的事情成功呢，都是为这个邪恶的埃及人得到的。
So there are times when things in life aren't fair.
因为在人生中总有那么些时间呢，事情不公平。
But after they're not fair, what comes next?
但是呢，在那个不公平之后，下一步会出现什么呢？
And in Joseph's case, things get worse.
因为在约瑟的这个例子里，变得更加不公平。
So verse 7 says, Now it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, Lie with me.
第七节说呢，这是以后约瑟主人的妻以目送情给约瑟，说你与我躺卧吧。
But he refused, said to his master's wife, Look, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There's no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me. But you, because you are his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
第八节说，约瑟拒绝了，对他主人的妻说，看哪，一切家务我主人都不知道，他把所有都交到我手里，在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留下一样不交给我，只留下你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Our wicked world says, it's okay if you have two consenting adults, everything's okay.
因为我们的世界说呢，如果两个成年人他们都同意，就没有什么事情了。
Joseph said, nonsense. It's sin against God.
约瑟说："这个没有任何道理，这是得罪神的事情。
Judah, it's all sin against God.
犹大同样呢，也得罪了神。
Judah didn't care. Judah said, it's only going to cost me a kid of the goats.
所以呢，就是犹大说呢，只会花费我一个羊羔。
God says, no, far worse than that.
人说不，远远比这个要糟得多。
Joseph said, it's a sin against God, Mrs. Potiphar. I won't have anything to do with that.
所以这个里面就是说啊，他说呢，约瑟说这是得罪神的事情，波提法太太，我跟你没有任何关系。
So Mrs. Potiphar said, okay, and never raised the subject again.
意思就是说波提法太太说呢，好吧，我不再说这件事情了。
No, that's not the way it went.
但并不是他那么做的。
Sin does not run away just because you say no once.
因为罪并不会自动跑掉，只是因为你说不说了一次。
Verse 10, so it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day.
因为这时间说了，后来他天天和约瑟说
，Every day，
每天
，That woman was tempting Joseph。
每天这个女人都在诱惑约瑟。
Okay, I'm not sure. We got something going on outside there.
因为有人可能进来了。
Every day。She was tempting Joseph.
他天天诱惑约瑟。
He did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her.
约瑟却不听从他，不与他躺卧，也不和他在一处。
Every day he had a responsibility in that house because he had to do what Potiphar demanded.
所以呢，每天呢，他在这个房子里呢有责任，因为他要去做波提法要求他做的事情。
And at the same time, every day she was chasing him.
所以呢，就是每在同样的时间呢，他的太太每天在追他。
And at the same time, every day he was running away.
但是每一天呢，就是天天的在那样的同样的时间呢，他必须逃走。
Good man, Joseph.
约瑟，你是个好人。
But when it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house were inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside.
于是，一节有一天，约瑟进屋里去办事，家中人没有一个在那里。妇人就拉住他的衣裳说，你与我躺卧吧。他把衣裳丢在妇人手中，逃到外边去了。
And she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, "See, he has brought into us a Hebrew to mock us. He came into me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And it happened when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried out that he left his garment with me and fled and went outside."
第十三节说，妇人看见他把衣裳丢在他手里，跑出去了。第十四节说，他就到了家里的人来，对他们说，看，他带了一个希伯来人进入我们家里，要戏弄我们。他到我们这里来，要与我躺卧，我就大声喊叫。他听见我放声喊起来，就把衣裳丢在我这里，逃到外面去了。
Would you trust a woman like that?
你会相信这样一个女人吗？
She's a terrible liar.
是一个可怕的说谎。
An extremely wicked woman.
是一个极其邪恶的女人。
Have you ever noticed that the devil's a liar?
你有没有注意到那魔鬼他是个撒谎的呢
？And he'll promise all kinds of good things.
他能像你呢，就是应许所有的，承诺所有的好的事情。
Including a castle in Spain.
所以呢，包括西班牙的城堡。
Deep down in her heart, she'd kill you.
在她内心里，她早就把你给杀了。
Now, the great principles on this subject are found in the book of Proverbs, and many of the principles that we read there are illustrated by this terrible story.
因为这个极大，这个非常大的一个就是原则，我们呢发现呢，在那个箴言里，箴言里很多东西呢，就是说是去说明了这个故事。
Isn't it strange? This story is all about Joseph's garment.
你这个是不是非常的奇怪呢？这些故事是说，都是关于约瑟的衣裳的。
What happened to Joseph's first garment?
那个约瑟的第一件衣裳发生了什么呢？
Well, his brothers dipped it in blood, handed it to his father.
他的哥哥们把他呢在血里蘸了一下，给了他父亲。
His brothers stole his first garment.
他的哥哥们偷了他的第一件衣服。
This wicked woman stole his second garment.
这个邪恶的女人偷了他的第二件衣服。
But you know, the Bible says that the Christian is covered over by the robe of righteousness that God gave him.
你们有没有注意到，在圣经里，那就是说基督徒们，他们穿上了神赐给他们公义的袍子。
Don't ever allow anyone to steal that robe of righteousness which Jesus has given you.
不要让任何人把主耶稣基督赐给你的那个公义的袍给偷了去。
Keep it, honor it.
所以要保管好，要把它尊重它。
So she kept his garment with her until his master came home.
她把约瑟的衣裳放在自己那里，等着她主人回家。
And then she speaks to her husband.
然后她就对她的丈夫说，
Will a woman lie to her husband?
就是这些女人经常对她的丈夫撒谎吗？
Well, she certainly was willing to.
她当然就是愿意跟她丈夫撒谎。
Then she spoke to him with these words, saying, The Hebrew servant whom you brought to us came in to mock me. So it happened as I lifted up my voice and cried out that he left his garment with me and fled. So it was when his master heard the words which his wife spoke to him, saying, Your servant did to me after this manner, that his anger was aroused.
他就对他这样说：“你所带来到我们这里的那个希伯来仆人进来要戏弄我，我放声喊起来，他就把衣裳丢在我这里逃出去了。”约瑟的主人听见他妻子对他说这些话，说：“你的仆人这样待我，他就怒火中烧。” Then
Joseph's master took him, put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the prison.
然后约瑟的主人就把约瑟下到监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方，于是他在那里坐监。Are
there any ever any actions in life that are based on lies?
因为就是在你人生里有一些事情，他们的那些行动是基于谎言的吗？
That's what we've got here, isn't it?
就是我们都来到这里，是不是？
She's a wicked woman. She's a liar. And she lies regarding Joseph.
因为她是一个邪恶的女人，她撒谎，她呢关于约瑟，她撒了谎。Joseph's
brothers, wicked brothers, they lie about Joseph.
因为呢，就是那个约瑟的哥哥们，是邪恶的哥哥们，他们也关于约瑟的事情，他们也撒谎。What
do we know about Joseph? He told the truth.
所以我们呢，对约瑟知道多少？因为他是讲真话的。
What about his enemies? They all lie.
他的敌人我们知道多少？他们都撒谎。So
what are you going to do?
那应该怎么做？
And the Lord Jesus picks up the theme, doesn't he, in the Sermon on the Mount?
所以主耶稣基督呢，他呢就是说讲的这一件事情，在那个山上的讲道里面。
He says, Blessed are you when men shall persecute you.
现在就是说，你们那些人有福了。如果那些人他们迫害你。When
they will say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad.
那如果他们对你讲所有的那些邪恶的话的话，那么我说呢，你要喜乐了。For
great is your reward in heaven.
因为你们的那个大的奖赏在天上。Did
God reward Joseph?
那神呢，赏赐了约瑟没有？
Yes.
是的。
His brothers sold him.
他的哥哥们卖了他。
his wife's, his boss's wife betrayed him.
他的那个老板的妻子背叛了他。
And God promoted him.
神呢提拔了他。
Doesn't matter what other people do to you. Just wait for God to promote you.
所以呢，不管其他人对你做些什么，就要等候，等候神来提拔你。
He will. Great is your reward in heaven.
因为你在天上的奖赏呢，会是极大的。
So, verse 20, I guess verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph.
第21节说，但是耶和华与耶稣同在。
Sometimes, if you're like me, you underline the words but.
所以有时候呢，如果你像我一样，你就会把这个但是下面画一个重点。
There are a lot of lovely buts in the Bible.
圣经里有很多的。
This is one of the really good buts, but the Lord was with him.
这是呢其中一个非常好的但是，但耶和华与约瑟同在。
What's going to happen tomorrow?
明天会发生什么呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
I do know this.
我知道的是。
If I trust the Lord, if you trust the Lord will be with us tomorrow.
所以如果你相信主，我相信主。
And we say hallelujah.
我们说哈利路亚。
But it isn't just the Lord was with him.
那不仅仅只是耶和华与他同在。
It says he showed him mercy.
就是说那向他是怜悯。
Did Joseph deserve the mercy of the Lord?
所以耶稣他配得主的怜悯吗？
Well, in some respects, yes.
从某种方面来说，是的。
But Joseph was just a sinner too.
约瑟呢，他也是个罪人。
By the grace of God, we don't read of his sin.
就是神的恩典，我们没有读到他犯过的罪。
But the Lord gave him, showed him mercy, and the Lord will do the same for us. Hallelujah.
所以主呢，向他施怜悯，主会也同样向我们施怜悯。哈利路亚。
And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison.
使他在司狱的眼前蒙恩。
Well. That's not really where Joseph wanted favor.
所以呢，这个并不是约瑟真的想要的。
He didn't want favor in the prison. He wanted out of prison.
他不想在监狱里头呢得喜爱，他想出监狱。
You ever find yourself praying that?
你有没有发现自己那么去祷告呢？
Say, Lord, I tell you, I got a problem. I want out of the problem.
所以你说主啊，我现在有麻烦了，我想呢解决这个麻烦。The
Lord says, "No, no, no. I'll be with you in the problem."
也就是说，不，在你的麻烦里，我会与你同在。You
say, "But I want out of the problem. I don't want it. I don't want your favor in the problem. I want out of the problem."
也就是说，你说不，我想要解决这个麻烦，我不想你在麻烦里给我施恩。Well,
you'll get out of the problem one day.
那有一天你会走出你的麻烦。
But right now, the Lord is prepared to show you favor in the problem now.
但是现在呢，主呢要在你的麻烦中呢，向你呢施恩。
And so many of these great principles are illustrated by the life of Paul.
这些所有的这些那个很大的原则的这些故事里的原则呢，都是呢使徒保罗的人生里展现出来了。And
so he tells us, among other things, he says, "I had this thorn in the flesh."
因为在说其他一些事情以外呢，就是说他跟我们说呢，他背上长了个刺。And
I said, "Lord, would you please take it away from me? Because I don't like it."
对，保罗说呢，主啊，求你把这个刺去掉，因为我不喜欢这个刺。And
the Lord says, "No, it's not my plan to take you out of the problem. It is my plan to help you in the problem."
所以呢，主说呢，就是说是我的计划，并不是说是把你从你的麻烦中解救出来，是呢，我在你的麻烦中，我会帮助你。And
the Lord's, Paul's response to the Lord is, "Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may be upon me."
所以呢，使徒保罗在那个里面讲了一个非常的有名的一句话，所以呢，他说呢，在我的软弱中呢，我要去荣耀神，然后这样呢，神的荣耀会在神的大能会在我的软弱中显出来。
So, verse 22, the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing.
第二节说，私狱就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟手中，他们在那里所办的事情都是经他的手。
It's amazing to me how so often God grants to his own servants power in most unlikely circumstances.
这对我来说感到非常的惊奇的，神呢，总是把那个权力交到他的仆人手中，在一些好像不可能发生的情况下。
So you walk into that prison and you say, "Excuse me, but who's in charge here?"
你走进那个监狱，你说："对不起，谁在这里管事儿？"
And they say to you, "Well, actually, that prisoner over there, he's in charge."
他们说呢，你看那里那个囚犯是管事儿。
You say, "The prisoner is in charge of the prison?"
你说这个囚犯管监狱，
Yeah, he's in charge of the prison.
他是这个管监狱的。
That ever happened on another occasion?
在其他地方有没有发生过了？
Yep. Who
有。
is the prisoner?
谁是那个囚犯？
The Apostle Paul.
是德保罗。
Okay, and he's singing la di da di da di da in the middle of the night.
所以他在半夜唱哒滴哒滴哒。
And all of a sudden there's an earthquake.
突然地震了，
And all the prisoners are free.
所有的那个囚犯都是得自由了。
And the warden runs in and falls at the feet of Paul the prisoner.
所以呢，当时那个守卫呢冲进来，跪在那个囚犯保罗的脚下。
And Paul says, "Don't worry, we're all here."
所以使徒保罗说："那不要担心，我们都在这里呢。"
Who kept all the prisoners from running away that night?
所以那天晚上，谁没让那些囚犯都逃走了？
Paul's God.
保罗的神。
Who was in charge of the prison that night?
那天晚上，谁在监狱里管事儿？
Paul.
保罗。
Absolutely amazing.
是绝对奇妙的。
God is God.
神就是神。
And he is able to do the most unlikely things in most unlikely ways in order that sooner or later he will get much glory.
因为他会在非常的不可能发生的那样的情况下，不可能发生的那样的方式去做事儿，这样呢，在稍后他会得到更多的荣耀。
All right, the keeper of the prison, verse 23, did not look into anything that was under Joseph's hand.
这个里面第23节说："凡在约瑟手中的事儿，私狱一概不查。"
Because the Lord was with him.
因为耶和华与约瑟同在，
And whatever he did,
耶和华使他做所有的事情。
The line is amazing. The Lord made it to prosper.
你这一句话是非常的奇妙的，就是耶和华使他所做的尽都兴盛。
Doesn't say whatever Joseph did prospered.
并没有说是约瑟做的事情都兴盛。
Says whatever Joseph did, the Lord made it to prosper.
所以说，不管约瑟做的什么事情呢，神呢让他去做的都兴盛。
Okay, I like a deal like that.
我喜欢这样的交易。
That's what I want my life to be.
这是我想要我的人生是的样子。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道该怎么做。
I don't know the difference between right and left.
我不能分辨左右。
But as a matter of fact, it wouldn't matter if I went right or left. If the Lord is going to make it everything I do to prosper, then it doesn't matter whether I go right or left, the Lord will make them both prosper, regardless of which way I go.
所以事实上呢，不管是左是右，不管往左边走还是往右边走，只要是那个主会让我走的那条路呢兴盛的话呢，往左往右走都没有什么关系。
Is that an encouraging statement? Amen.
这是一个让你得到鼓励的那个说法吗? Amen.
All right, so verse 40 says, it came to pass after these things.
第40节说呢,这些事以后,
it's interesting, the Bible is not a book of ends. The Bible says always after this, after this, after this. Eternal life comes after this. The blessing of God comes after this.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是非常有意思的圣经的故事呢，它并不是说是结束了，它总是说这些是以后，这些是以后呢，那么这些是以后呢，神又怎么赐福了？So
it came to pass that after these things.
所以这些事情以后
J. Vernon McGee, the radio preacher, was once tells a story about a man who was asked what his favorite line in the Bible was.
这里面呢，就是说是一个John Maker，他是一个那个收音机的传道人。传道人有一天呢，有一个人问他，他最喜欢的一节经文是什么？
And the man said, I think my favorite line in the Bible is, and it came to pass.
他说呢，我认为我最喜欢的圣经里的一节经文是呢，这些事儿以后。
What's that mean?
有什么意思呢？
It means if there's a problem, it'll pass.
就是说，尽管有麻烦、有问题，它会过去的。
If something is going on today, it'll change, it'll pass.
如果今天发生一些什么事情呢，它会改变，它会过去。God
is the God of everything new.
神是每一件事情呢都是新的神。And
things have come to pass.
事情呢，这事儿以后。And
so, Joseph, how do you feel being in prison?
所以呢，约瑟，你在监狱里感觉怎么样？
He says, frankly, I don't really like it here.
他说坦率说我不喜欢监狱。
How long has he been there?
他在那待了多久？
Probably, he probably 8 years now he's been away from his family.
大概呢，他离开他家人呢，8年了。
He was 17 years old when his brother sold him.
当他的哥哥们把他卖的时候，他是17岁。
He was 30 years old when he took over Egypt.
他30岁的时候呢，他掌管了埃及。
So there were 13 years there.
这里面有13年。
And this story takes place 2 years before he goes to Pharaoh.
这个故事呢，发生在他呢，就是说是去见法老之前的2年前。So
he's a young man.
他是个年轻人。28
years old now, in what we would call the prime of life.
所以呢，就是他当时呢，就是28岁，我们会把它称之为人生的黄金时间。And
he's stuck in this prison.
他当时被关在监狱里。
Can you imagine him complaining?
你可以想象他会抱怨吗?
Do you think he ever said it isn't fair?
你认为他有没有说过这个不公平呢?
Do you think maybe he ever said, has God forgotten me?
你认为他是不是有时候想过呢,神有可能忘了我了?
But the thrilling thing is, God helped him even in those difficult days.
所以让我们激动的事情是呢, 就是就算在那样的事情中间，神呢也帮了他。
All right, so verse 2 says, Pharaoh, I can't even remember where, did we read verse 1?
No.
Okay, it came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt, and Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler, and the chief baker, so he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined.
第一节说呢，这些事以后，埃及王的酒政和膳长得知道他们的主埃及王法老就恼怒酒政和膳长这二城，把他们下在护卫长府内的监里，这就是约瑟被囚的地方。
So here's Joseph in prison.
现在呢, Joseph在监狱里。
And all of a sudden, in come a couple of guys. And Joseph says, who are you?
里头然呢,来了两个人, Joseph说,你们是谁?
And one man says, well, I'm the chief baker. I'm the king's chief cook in the palace.
那个人说呢,我是酒正,我是膳长,我是那个整个王宫的厨师长。
Joseph said, you're the chief cook in the palace. You're a very important man.
意思说你是那个王宫的膳食长吗?也是个非常重要的人。
And his buddy is there, the chief butler.
他的好朋友在那里,他是酒正。
In many respects, the chief butler was one of the chief counselors of the prison. No, of the counselor, chief counselors to the king.
那个酒镇呢,基本上呢,就是宫殿里的那个顾问长。
And so the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, so they were in custody for a while.
这护卫长把他交给约瑟,约瑟便伺候他们。
So they were put in a special part of the prison.
然后被关在那个监狱的一个特别的地方。
Probably a place of just a little bit more comfort maybe, but also a place of total maximum security.
因为这个里面有可能是一个比较舒服一点的地方，同样呢也是一个就是保安级别最高的一个地方。
If they got out, the whole prison would be in trouble.
如果他们逃出去了，整个监狱呢就有大麻烦了。Verse
5, then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, dreamed a dream, both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with its own interpretation.
因为第五节说呢，被囚在监狱里的埃及王的酒政和膳长，个人同夜各做一梦，各梦都有解释。
So here they are, both in prison, they both had a dream.
也这样呢，他们都在监狱里，他们两个人呢都做了个梦。
You can imagine them waking up in the morning. Probably they were in the same cell.
你可以想象一下，他们呢早晨醒来，他们有可能被关在同一间牢房里。
And one says to the other, how was your night?
其中一个对另一个说呢，昨天晚上睡得怎么样？
Well, he says, I had a bad dream. I had a bad dream last night.
有的人说，我不知道怎么样，昨天晚上我做了个噩梦。
And the other one says, well, I had a dream last night.
另外一个说呢，我昨天晚上也做了个梦。
And so they probably told one another their dreams.
他们可能互相呢讲了自己所做的梦。
And they probably said to one another, that's strange, you know. Your dream is somewhat similar to my dream.
他们有可能呢说呢，这个有点奇怪呢，你的梦和我的梦有点像呢。
And so there they are in the prison. Verse 6 says, Joseph came in to them in the morning, looked at them, and saw that they were sad. So he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of the Lord's house, saying, why do you look so sad today?
第六节呢，约瑟呢，也看到早晨，约瑟便进到他们那里，见他们有愁闷的样子。 便问法老的儿臣，就是他，就是与他同囚在他主人府里的，说：“你们今日为什么面带愁容呢？”
So I think I would have said to him, I'll tell you why I'm sad today. I'm in prison. Why would you expect me to be anything other than sad in prison?
所以我认为，如果是我的话，我跟他说呢，我今天在监狱里，我不发愁，我干什么？
Of course I'm sad.
当然了,
and I think Joseph might have said to them, listen, this isn't an ordinary prison. I'm in charge in this prison. This is a pretty good place. You shouldn't be sad.
有人约瑟跟他说呢，你知道吗？你听我说，你们两个在不同的监狱里，这个监狱是我管事儿，你在我的监狱里不应该悲伤。
So verse 8, they said to him, we each have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of the dream. And Joseph said to them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please.
第八节说，他们对他说，我们个人做了一梦，没人能解。约瑟说，解梦不是出于神吗？请你们将梦告诉我。
Did interpretations belong to God?
那个解梦是不是属于神呢？
Yeah.
当然了。
Did Joseph have any experience in this subject?
所以呢，就是说，约瑟在这样的一个主题下有没有经验呢？
Yeah.
当然有。
Had he ever dreamed a dream?
他有没有做过梦？
Yeah.
有。
What about the interpretation of it?
他怎么解梦的？
Well, he knew the interpretation.
他知道怎么解梦。
And the interpretation was, your brothers and your father and mother, they're all going to be bowing down to you.
那个梦的解释是说呢，你的哥哥们还有你的父母都要跪拜你。
And that it happened more than 11 years ago.
所以呢，就是说这个发生呢，大概超过11年前。
Had it happened yet?
有没有发生了？
Were his brothers all bowing down to him?
他的哥哥们都跪拜他了吗？
No.
还没有。
What's the problem?
问题出在哪里？
Well, God hadn't fulfilled the dream yet. It's coming.
神还没有让梦实现，他已经快来了。
Have you ever noticed you got to be patient with God?
你有没有注意到呢？你在对待神要有耐心呢？
God will do wonderful things, but you may have to wait.
神呢会行奇妙的事情，但是你呢有可能要等待。
And the longer you wait, the better the reward gets.
你等的时候，等的时间越长，你得到奖赏越好。
Remember Joseph's dream?
你记得约瑟的梦吗？
Joseph's dream was that the sheaves would all bow down to Joseph.
现在就是约瑟的梦是那些那个禾捆都会向约瑟拜倒。
And that the 11 stars and the sun and the moon would all bow down to Joseph.
11个星星还有太阳和月亮都要拜跪拜约瑟。
What was the fulfillment of that dream?
所以这样的梦，这个梦的实现是什么？
The 11 stars, the sun and the moon, and all the other stars bow down to Joseph.
所以呢，十一个星星，还有太阳，还有月亮，还有所有其他星星都跪拜约瑟。
All the Egyptians bow down to Joseph.
所有的埃及人都跪拜约瑟。
All the people of North Africa bow down to Joseph.
所有北非的人都跪拜约瑟。
All the people of the Middle East bow down to Joseph.
所有中东的人都跪拜约瑟。
His dream was a terrible underestimate of the blessing that was going to come.
他的梦呢是一个的可怕的，就是低估了，就是神呢将要给他的赐福。
So what are you going to say when you get to heaven?
你去到天堂后你会说什么？
You're going to say, wow, this is a whole lot better than I thought it was going to be.
你说，哦，这个比我想象的远远要好得多。
God's promises are always better.
神的应许总是好，还更好。
Okay, so anyway, here he is. He says, verse 8, tell them to me, please.
现在我们来这里，第八节说，他说，请将梦告诉我。
Then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, Behold, in my dream, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, as though it budded. Its blossoms shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. Then Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand.
第九节说，那酒正便将他的梦告诉约瑟说，看哪，我梦见在我面前有一棵葡萄树，树上有三根枝子，好像发了芽，开了花，上头的葡萄都成熟了。法老的杯在我手中，我就拿葡萄挤在法老的杯里，将杯递到他手中。
And Joseph said to him, This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now, within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place, and you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner when you were his butler.
第十三节说，第十二节约瑟对他说，梦里讲的是这样的，三根枝子就是三天。第十三节，三天之内法老必提你出见， 叫你官复原职，你仍要递杯在法老的手中，和先前做他的酒政一样。
Well, that's a pretty good dream.
这是一个很好的梦。
That's a pretty good meaning.
一个很好的解梦。
And basically, he's saying you're only going to be here for 3 more days, butler, and then you're going back to your old job, and everything will be just fine.
但是基本上说呢，酒政，你在这里最多只待3天，3天之后呢，你就回到法老那里去官复原职，一切都没事儿。
And so, verse 14, Joseph goes on and says, "But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me, making mention of me to Pharaoh, and get me out of this house. For indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into this dungeon."
第十四节呢，就是说呢，但你是得好，但你得好处的时候，求你纪念我，显仁慈于我，在法老面前提说我，带我离开这里。我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的，我在这里也没有做过什么，叫他们把我下到监里。
Well, that's a reasonable request.
这是一个很有道理，这是一个很合理的要求。
He had good news for the butler, and he says to the butler, "Listen, when you get back to Pharaoh, put in a good word for me, will you? Frankly, I can't appeal to anybody. I can appeal through you, but frankly, I haven't done anything wrong. I was wrong to be in Egypt in the first place, and I was wrong when they put me into prison here. I haven't done anything wrong. Put in a good word to Pharaoh for me, please."
比方说呢，这个酒镇呢，我给你带了好消息，那么你出去后呢，你在法老面前呢，该说点我的好话。说好话，因为呢，我想申诉，我可没有地方去申诉。那么说呢，我可以通过你去向法老申诉。当你见到法老以后呢，你官复原职以后呢，你跟法老呢说点我的好话，因为我本来是从希伯来地被人拐来的，我在这里呢也没做过什么错事，让人们把我关在监狱里，所以呢说点我的好话，把我弄出去。
So we have what we call friends in high places.
所以呢，我们有这样的，就是说是朋友，在高地的朋友。
Would you like to have friends in high places?
你希望有朋友在高地吗？
Well, yeah, they'd probably be pretty nice to have.
你在上头有人吗？
Will it do you any good?
他会对你有什么好处吗？
Not unless the Lord helps you. Jesus is the only friend in high places you need.
所以呢，你在上头有人，只是那个主耶稣基督是你在上头唯一需要的，其他的帮不了你什么。
All right, more on that. Our time is gone. We're in the middle of our story. The baker is coming up next.
因为我们时间也到了，我们在那个故事的那个中间，下一个讲的是那个善长的。
Lord, we want to thank you for these stories.
所以主要我们也感谢这些故事。
In some respects, they're hard stories, Lord.
所以从某种意义上来讲呢，他们是一些非常艰难的故事，主啊。
But we confess they're true to life.
所以我们承认他们在人生中是真实的。
And they teach us the great truths of lives in the way that we never would know if we hadn't been taught by yourself.
所以这个里面呢，他教导我们在我们人生中呢，就是说是永远不会理解的这样的事情，如果您不亲自教导我们的话。
So we thank you for what you've done and what you will do.
所以我们感谢您呢，已经为我们做的，您将要为我们做的。
So, Lord, we just pray that you'll bless us now. We've learned so much today, and the implications of all of this are very real in our hearts and lives.
所以主啊，求您呢，就是赐福给我们。我们今天呢，也学到了很多东西。这些很多东西呢，它都呢，可以暗示我们人生中的很多的事情。
And so we would go back to the promises through Malachi and through the hymn writer that say, "Who is a pardoning God like thee? Or who has grace so rich and free?"
因为里面呢，就是说是我们那些，就是来到就是那个马拉基，还有这个赞美诗作者说，有谁神谁的神像您这样，您有这么多的恩典和怜悯。
And so, Lord, as we think of what's coming, we remember that Joseph was rewarded for his service in a remarkable, wonderful way.
记住啊，我们呢，就是说是读这个故事时候呢，我们知道结尾，那这是约瑟呢，得到一个非常的大的，就是一个奇妙的奖赏。
And the amazing thing is that Judah was forgiven in a wonderful way.
所以呢，奇妙的事情是犹大呢被饶恕了，以一种奇妙的方式。
And so that's what we need, Lord. We need to be rewarded for what we do right, and we need to be forgiven for what we do wrong. And you're a wonderful God because you promised to do both.
所以主啊，这就是我们所需要的。我们为我们所做的对的事情，我们要得奖赏；我们为我们所做的事情呢，错的事情，我们需要得到饶恕。所以呢，您是那一位神，在这两件事情上都会为我们做。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.